Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
I wanted to have an interview this week with Frank Frescino Jr. about the 59th anniversary of the Flatwoods Monster. Those of you familiar with that, he's been on my program before, and if not, it's quite a tale, quite a tale. But I'll tell you what, it's really not a tale. I mean, there's tons of eyewitnesses, many of them dying off, but Frank got to know all of them, or not, maybe not all of them, but a lot of them, and he spent 20 years working on this whole investigation of something that was very well known back in the 50s, and yet today we don't know about it. Isn't that funny? Doesn't that make you wonder, how can that be? Something that's in our history that hit like national newspapers and all over the world, these craft that were seen by thousands of people, and we fired upon them, and some of them came crashing down. And yet nowadays, it's like it never even happened. So we'll talk a little bit about that next week. I was going to do it this week, but I just don't have any more space. The final frontier. No, I don't have any more space on my program this week because I only get so much space every month that they allot me. And apparently I'm running out. So that's why this week is just going to be real brief, talking about what's coming up. Also, I wanted to tell you about, there's a guy that's a friend of Frank's. His name is Tom Angels, and he had a near-death experience 19 years ago. He actually went to the other side. He actually saw an angelic being, and I'll let him tell his story. But he came back, and when he came back, he had these abilities, and some of them are incredible. And it's just, it's amazing. So we'll talk to him, and maybe he can actually help some people. That we'll have in the studio. That's coming up a couple of weeks from now. This week, what you have is a condensed short version of my ghost story of the week at my house. Not like I have one very often. Actually, the last ghost in the house we had was about 7 years ago, my friend Jay. This, I don't know what's going on. First of all, not a big deal. The TV shut off by itself. My wife noticed that. She was there at the home, and it just shut off. And it's like, well, okay, well, that could happen. I mean, I'm not going to go, there's a ghost, look it. I wasn't home at the time. Then some night lights started popping, you know, just not working and blowing out. Not exploding, but I mean, they stopped working. And there was first one, then there was two, and that kind of made me think, well, that's kind of bizarre. Two of them like that. And then we have this little thermometer, but it's like it's a digital gauge. And it also does indoor-outdoor. So there's like a sensor on the outside of the house that beams the outside temp in. And so I'm able to see what it's like when I get up in the morning. I go, oh, okay, it's about 40 degrees outside. I better wear pants today or whatever. And so the thing just totally went dead. And that's not usually what happens. It usually kind of fades and gets weaker and weaker with batteries. And so that really caught my attention. I'm thinking, what the heck's that? Why would that go unless there's an energy drain in the house? And then another night light went out in the bathroom. And also, I heard this noise one morning, and I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I go to work for, usually I leave the house about 5:30. So I'll jump in the shower, sit around in my recliner till about maybe read or whatever, drink some coffee, till about 5, and I'll take a shower, and then I'll head out. And my wife doesn't get up till 7. She works later than I do. So about 4 o'clock, 4:30, somewhere there, I heard this noise, and it came from around the corner where we have the bedrooms and the bathroom, one of the bathrooms. And I thought, that's really weird. Sounds like she's awake. Sometimes she'll get up, she'll use the bathroom. But I went and checked, and she wasn't there because it was a pretty loud noise. And I thought, what'd she do, stub her toe or something like that? And then so this all happened within a week span, all this stuff. And then the last time that this happened to me, when my friend died, all these strange things happened within a 2 week span. So the same is going on now. So then I take my shower, I put my robe back on, I'm getting ready to go get dressed. As I try to open the door to the bathroom, someone is holding it. Something is holding the door. And I know that sounds a little wacky, but I felt resistance. And it didn't really scare me. It did startle me a little bit, but I've had these kind of things happen before, so it wasn't a big deal. At least, and then I didn't want to tell my wife because I thought, oh, she's really going to be frightened by this. So I happened to be talking to my friend Dan, Big Dan, and he has been on my program before, and he has the ability to pick up spirits and sense them. I mean, I have it as well, but not nearly as good as he does. He seems to, he can see things. And so he closed his eyes and he started to visualize my place. And he said, you had a spirit. It's something to do with the bathroom. And I thought right away, wow, that's pretty accurate because that's where it seems like the activity happened. And he said, something to do with one of the drains. And I said, is it the bathroom sink? And he goes, no, it's the shower drain. Now, he's never been in my house. He doesn't know that I have a shower. But I guess you could guess that. And he said, there was something that went down that drain. And I said, really? He goes, yeah, it was like a gimp. And if you look at Dan's definition of these things that he calls gimps, these are like little spirits that kind of mess with you. And they can make you, they kind of feed off of anger and they keep pushing it forward more, you know, and make you feel uncomfortable. And I can't say that we felt that way, but we do both bring stuff home from work that sometimes is, we're not happy with certain individuals. And I think we both vent a little bit, not too often, but I think that's where some of this could have come from. Or maybe I picked it up from somebody here at work and brought it home with me. That's possible too, because I think some people I work with might have some issues on the radio end of it. Anyway, he said that this thing went down the drain and it was chased down there by this other spirit. And the spirit closed the gap behind it. He said they'd like to hang out in drains, these gimps. And he said this other spirit that was in my house sealed off the opening, which meant it closed the door. And he said that this other spirit was residing in the attic. And he wasn't sure if that spirit was there to help me or if I had to help it. So I spent a couple of days going around the house trying to talk to it, going, how you doing, buddy? How's it going? You know, I'm not joking around with it, but I did joke a little bit and try to have a conversation to engage whatever was there. And I can't say I really got any response. Maybe a little bit of response. I thought I noticed something. But I come to find out a couple of days later, Dan clarifies and he says, I did a little more meditating. He said, what you have in your house is not a ghost or a spirit. It is an energy. And it is a very positive, almost an enlightened, if you want to call it that, something that's beyond being a ghost or a spirit. And it's there to help you. And it's also there to maybe teach you something. So that's a real good thing to hear. If you think your house is haunted, that's a real good thing to hear. Not only is this thing watching out for me, but it's there to help me in some kind of way. Now, I don't know at this point what that is. And I've been trying to figure that out. I will tell you something really unique, if not bizarre, that happened because this has never happened before. Now, where we live, it's out in the country, but it's not that far off the highway. And there's actually a set of railroad tracks pretty darn close to us. So it can be a little noisy at times, but we love it out there because there's nature all over the place. We saw a bald eagle the other day circling over our deck, and we see them from time to time. We've seen deer and all kinds of animals. But the other day, just as my wife was getting home, 7 deer are out in my front yard, actually outside the living room window. If you look out that's facing east. 7 deer. Now, I've never had that many deer in my yard. Now, that could mean nothing, but that's a lot of deer. Now, as we're watching this unfold, these turkeys, which I had seen earlier, and we've seen them from time to time, pass through the yard. We saw them a few weeks ago. They came walking down the road. There's a road that runs parallel to my house. It's the old highway. And the road I'm on runs north and south, intersection. So they came right down to my yard, and they literally ran into the yard. And they chased these deer out of there. Now, that's really weird. Now, I've heard that some deer they're not real friendly with turkeys, and they'll kind of take off. The turkeys actually chased them away. And there must have been seven or eight turkeys that came in the yard. And I thought, wow, this is bizarre. I mean, I'm sure it happens. And they don't even act like we're home. They don't even care that we're looking out the window. It's like we're just observing this. And then a little while later, within a few minutes, I looked out the window because I couldn't see the turkeys anymore looking east. So I looked north out our kitchen sink window, and across the deck, we have the deck, and then we have a short, you know, the driveway. It's blacktop. And then, you know, maybe the deck, I don't know how far out that extends, maybe 10 feet. The driveway is another 10, so 20 feet away. Over in the grass, there's these turkeys, four monstrous, huge turkeys, just pecking away at something. And it was really cool to see. Now, is it connected in any way to what Dan was telling me? Well, I don't know. I guess I'm gonna have to piece it all together, and maybe I'll have an answer for you. Maybe that's something I'll talk to Roslyn about, because we want to do a show. Down the road, Roslyn and I are going to talk to the animal energies, and maybe even the deer, because they seem to want to tell me something. She says they have something to tell me. Maybe this spirit has something to tell me. I don't know. Is it connected to the shows I do? I don't know. But it's cool. I think it's all good, and I'm just glad that it's something positive. And, you know, actually, yesterday I could have swore there was something that I heard that came from an unusual spot. And so, is he still in the house? And we believe it's a male spirit. I think he is. How long? I don't know. Dan says he's a traveler. He's only going to be there for so long. And that's all I have this week. And I'll keep you posted. And if you have anything you want to share with me, please feel free to put something in the shout box or contact me. And may leave your comments, because I want to hear what you have to say. If you have something you want to share, I'd really love to hear that. And if you want to be anonymous, we can do that too. You know, this show is not about putting you on the spot. It's about sharing experiences. So next week, Frank Fascino Jr., and then a couple of weeks down the road, Tom Angels will be on our podcast as well. So thanks for listening.